Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. This is Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Why I'm here tonight to bring to you a special report. Tonight's report is the steps to creating your dream life. Again, I welcome you to this special edition of the Coach Lalisa Show. And thank you for tuning in. The Coach Lalisa Show on a regular basis airs on Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Coach Lalisa Show has been on the air since 2008. And over the 2 years that we've been on the air, April 2008, so April 2011, we're going into 3 years of being on the air. I have discovered that a lot of people are not living their dream life. I've also discovered, and it has become quite apparent to me, that many people are allowing their dreams to die. Today's special report is going to change your life. In this report, I'm going to list things that you can do so that you don't let your dream die, so that you can let your life shine and be as bright as it can be. On this show, we're going to talk about steps for you to take, for you to implement, to make your dream life come true. Far too many people are just simply not living their dream. Week after week, day after day, month after month, we have had people to tune into the Coach Lalisa Show and share their comments, share their thoughts. We have had guests on the show that have talked about how they have had times in their life where they were not living their dream life. And I just thought it fitting as we go into a new year, and more importantly, a new decade. As we have just closed out the first decade in this brand new century, I thought it was just fitting to come on with this special report. This is how serious this is, that a special report has been created to help you design, to create steps to creating your dream life. Now, as you're creating your dream life, there are just a few simple steps that you need to take. And the first step that you need to take is that you have to accept that you have a part to play in this. No one is going to do it for you. That's step number one. You have to become a woman or a man of action. You have to become a woman or man of great resourcefulness. This report will also spell out exactly how to determine the resources around you. The resources are absolutely endless. Ever since the creation and the distribution of the World Wide Web, the resources are endless. I agree with you. There was a time where resources were hard to come by, and only the rich, the privileged, and the elite were able to get their hands on it. But today, and for the past 20 years, the resources have been right under your nose and you missed it. This report, not the audio version that you're hearing right here, but when you get the written version, there will be more detail in it. But I've come on to announce to all of you this document that's been created. A resource that will last you for a lifetime, a special report on creating steps to designing your future, how to design your dream, the life of your dream. So after the first step is accepting that you have a part in it, that you will play a part. The second thing you have to do, you absolutely must do this if you are going to create the life of your dreams. And I want you to write these down. You must create a vision. You must create a vision and a vision statement for your future life. If you're going to create the life of your dream, you must first see it in your mind's eye. So you have to create that vision. If your dream life is you running your own company, you have to get a vision of yourself successfully running a company. It may not be the end company that you'll eventually end up with, but you need to see yourself running a company. When I first set out to visualize my future, I visualized a mahogany door with a gold plate on it with my name on it that read Vice President. I didn't even see President for myself. I saw Vice President because I was afraid to see myself as President. So I'm glad that I eventually went beyond that because I am the President and CEO of Performance Strategies Unlimited. You too, you will have to see yourself in that final state. So vision, you have to have vision. Remember, without vision, you shall perish. So have a vision for your future. Talking today, this is a special report that I'm bringing to you from Coach Lalisa right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we will be doing these special reports throughout the year. And the reasons why you need to take the steps to create the life of your dreams is because someone depends on you. Somebody is depending on you to be a success in life. It's not about you. It's about someone else. They need you. So after you have realized that you're the one who's going to make it happen, and after you have set this vision, the next step that you want to take is that you want to set some goals to achieve your vision. Set some goals to achieve that vision. So if you have a vision of owning your own business, what goals need to be in place? You may need to save money. You may need a down payment to go into business. You need upfront money. You may need a certain skill or expertise. So in order to bring your goal about, you may need to take classes. You may need to take training. In order to take training, you may need money. In order to get money, you may have to work. So there could be a lot of steps before you get to your dream life. However, you will never get there if you don't take the first step. So that's why it's called Steps to Creating the Life of Your Dreams. You must take step number one. And for many of you, this report becomes step number one. And you have to ask yourself, and you may need to ask yourself this in the very beginning or somewhere along the way. You have to ask yourself, am I willing to have the life of my dreams? As a matter of fact, you may need to ask yourself that first. And for those of you who just tuned in, this is not our regularly scheduled Coach Lalisa show, which does air every morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a special report on the steps to creating the life of your dreams. So step one is to accept that you have to do something. Number two is to have a vision. Number three is to set goals to achieve that vision. And that vision is your dream. That vision is the life that you dream of living. But you need to ask yourself up front, am I willing to put in the time and the effort to create my dream life? Because again, That went with step one, because no one is going to do it for you. As much as people love you, parents, siblings, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, children, teachers, lawyers, whoever, no one can do it for you but God. And God has already equipped you with everything you need to do to live your dream. He has allowed you the ability to release your inner power so that you can achieve every goal, every dream, every opportunity, every objective that you set for yourself. He has given you inner power to get it done. And you have to release your inner power in order to create the life of your dreams. So you have those steps so far. After you goal set, now you have to begin to model the dream, model the vision. Dr. Martin Luther King, and we're approaching his birthday. We know January 15th is his original birthday, but it's celebrated that Monday right after. So this year it'll be January the 17th. Many places will be having celebrations, even starting this week. People are getting them in early because there are so many. But he modeled his dream every day. He didn't sit back and look out of a window and say, oh, I dream that one day little black kids and little white kids can play together. Oh, I dream that one day people will be judged by not the color of their skin, but the content of their character. No, he actually went out and he modeled it every day. He fought for people to be judged by their character versus the content, versus the color of their skin. He fought every day. Every day he was in a daily struggle to make sure that little black kids and little white kids could sit down together in harmony and play and learn and grow and develop. And you have to model your dream. Your vision has to be modeled through you. Not through someone else. You have to model your dream. You have to be the role model for you. You are your best role model. Inside of you, you are equipped with everything you need to create your dream life, regardless of where, as a matter of fact, it's not even about regardless of what you've been through. It's because of what you've been through. It has made you, it has shaped you and fashioned you and designed you in such a way that as you move forward, you have every resource you need. The people who come alongside of you, like myself and other coaches, trainers, speakers, authors, what have you, we are just here to mirror back to you what it is you want. We are that answer from the universe that you're going to call out to and say, boy, I wish I knew somebody that could help me do this. Or, boy, I wish I had someone in my life that could help me do that. And then here we come. Because God has already equipped us with what we need to fulfill our destiny. And guess what? We're all connected. We're all connected. But all architects start out building a model of what it is they really want. So you have to model what you really want. Any architect, go to any architectural school you can think of, and you will see, before the building is ever built, you will see a model, a replica of what the building will look like, or the facility, or whatever they're building. And I can guarantee you, and you've seen those, you can't even fathom that it's going to look like that when you look at the current situation. It may just be an empty lot, and they may show you an architectural design of some beautiful structure. You can't even fathom how that's going to look like that. You see, that's how it is with your life. You cannot fathom how you're going to get from your dream to the reality, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Get the dream and begin to model it. So in other words, when I was a clerk typist, just to give you a quick example, when I was a clerk typist and they weren't paying me that much money, as a clerk typist, what I did, I tried my best to dress as if I was a CEO. I would go shopping and I would purchase clothes. Luckily for me, I used to watch soap operas. And I used to love watching people like Erica Kane, you know, All My Children, and Brooke English. Those were my role models. And they, you know, they mostly owned their own businesses. They were women that were CEOs. Some people say, well, who are your role models? Well, my role models were CEOs. When I was a child, I saw women CEOs. No, they may not have been African-American, but that didn't matter to me. Before All My Children came out, I used to watch As the World Turned. My grandmother watched it, and I watched it, and I watched Guiding Light and a couple of other soap operas. And I didn't care so much for the pieces that they were sleeping with this person and that person. That wasn't the part I focused on. I watched soap operas for the sole purpose of looking at, here were these women who were entrepreneurs before I even knew what the word entrepreneur was. All I knew is that these women owned their own business. They had power. They told people what to do, and they had money. And they could get rid of you, or they could create you. I didn't know there would be people that they would come into the show, and they were like, lost or had amnesia, and before Lisa got through with you from As the World Turns and some of the other names, I don't remember all their names, and so those were images that were going into my subconscious mind about women. So when it came time for me to, though I was a file clerk, didn't have any education outside of a GED, when I thought about, I mean, any formal education. I had a lot of street knowledge, trust me, a lot of it, but no formal book education. So here I was, a file clerk, and I wanted to be a CEO. So I already knew how to dress. I didn't have to go anywhere to learn how to dress. I already knew how a CEO was supposed to dress. So when I went shopping, I purchased the type of clothes that I saw the women in the soap operas wear. And when it came time to decorate my house, though I didn't have near as much money as they did, but I modeled my furniture after their furniture as much as I could, because that was the image that I was trying to portray. That was the vision that I had for my life. And as I got older, in my 20s, and I stopped watching the soap operas when I was about 33, right about the time that I really began to model this CEO kind of life. Because, see, the mission had been accomplished. I didn't need to watch it anymore. I had gained what I was supposed to gain, and it was time for me to move on. Well, maybe your role models are your teachers or your guidance counselors or a playwright or a movie producer or a doctor or a lawyer or an architect or whoever else, a counselor, a social worker, a psychologist. It's endless. Some person in the Fashion Institute, a person that deals with models, the Tyra Banks type, whoever your role model is, but that's the next step. So the first step in the special report tonight, how to create the life of your dreams. Number one, you're going to realize that you have the biggest part in all of this outside of God. Next to God, you have the next biggest part. Next, you must create a vision for yourself. Next, you must set goals to bring the vision to reality. The next step that you must do is that you must begin to model the vision. Now that you have the goal set, model the vision. And after you have modeled the vision, the next step, the next thing that you're going to do in these steps is you're going to start, now that you've modeled it, you're living it, you're ready. Now you're ready. You're ready to put your plan and continue to solidify your plan. Continue to work it. You know, keep yourself healthy. Eat properly. Network with the proper people. Introduce yourself to the right people. Take care of your dream. Take care of that vision that you have. God has entrusted it to you. You are a steward of the dream that he has given you to live. It is precious. It's not something to be tossed around and mistreated or be mishandled. It is a precious item that he has given you, and you must treat it as such. Remember, if you do not value your gifts, you will lose them. You must value the gifts that he has given to you. Now, this, again, I say, is a special report on steps to creating your dream life. You can follow these steps. These steps are real, and these steps will help you get to the destiny of your dreams. If you have a dream for your life, these steps will help you get to the destiny of your dreams. Where do you see your dream taking you? Where is it? Spirituality, recreation, all of these areas in your life, you have to have goals for yourself in all of these areas in your life. But you can do it. You can have your dream life. You can live your dream life regardless of, and I hate saying regardless of where you've been, because it's not regardless of where you've been, it's because of where. Wherever you have been is where you're supposed to be. Everywhere you have been is where you are supposed to be. You are in the right place. There's no better place for you right now. There's no better place for you right now than where you are right now. You know, there was a book once, a man wrote a book, and he entitled his book, Everywhere You Go, There You Are. Everywhere you go, there you are. It's where you're supposed to be. Your dream is waiting for you. Don't let anyone rob you of your dream. It's yours. God gave it to you. You set the vision. You lined up your goals. You're role modeling. You realize that you have to take action. Over and over and over, taking action. Having your dream planned out step by step, visualizing it, seeing yourself at the top, seeing yourself over the top, and seeing all the people that you're going to bring about with you, seeing all the people that you will bring with you, hundreds, thousands, millions even, millions of people, you will be leading them, leading, leading, leading. You are a leader. All you have to do is release, release, release your inner power. Release it, release it. Don't hold on to it, release it. Your inner power. You have the power to do what you need to do. You can get it done. You can get it done. You will get it done. I can't wait for you to call me with your success story. I can't wait for you to contact me with the success of how you and your dream have turned things around, how your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Well, this has been Lalisa J. Williams, and it has been my extreme pleasure to bring to you this special report tonight on steps to creating your dream life. Thank you. Thank you, and have a good night.